two-headed unicorn. It was soothing, moving his arm in a fusion of man-made tools and amused from beyond. Even if it went beautifully wrong, it was tangible truth for a youth who refused to belong. No name nuisance, stews in a bedroom, booze in a brand new cuneiform. Barely commune with the horde, got a whole grayscale ungluing his world. Might zone amp to the app of the magpie, unseen hand dragging his graphite. Cross contour, a little bit of backlight, black ink after a Bristol to baptize. You can imagine a rush that ensue when you get three dimensions stuffed in a two. Then it's off to a school where it's all the get to, being trained and observed by a capable few. Back in New York by peeps and a dog in a two bedroom doing menial jobs. Plus rhyming and stealing and being a clod, distractions, freedom abroad. I left some years of giving a light, I left some will the spirit away. I let my fears materialize, I let my skills deteriorate. Horn about a thought of what I should have been, continuing a mission that was rooted in a 20-year affinity and rickety condition with an ID crisis. Snap on the front lawn, look up in the sky, it's
shapes falling out of the fringe. All heart though we would have made cowardly kings. They will chop you down just to count your rings, just to count your rings, just to count your rings. And now we're colors pouring out of the fringe. All heart though we would have made cowardly kings. They will chop you down just to count your rings, just to count your rings, just to count your rings.
Used to paint, hard to admit that I used to paint. Natural light on a human face, stenciled fire in his roommate's face. It was blooming addiction, a miss and a push and a pigment. Booked like a tattooed pigskin look. Pinhead kids at a minute, drank Kool-Aid from a tube of acrylic. And I grew up in a linseed oil ever linen. Joy to the poison, voice to the resin. Capture a map of the gesture. Back up, add a little accurate fat to the figure. Redo that, move that inward. Zinc white lightning shoots from his fingers. Studio strewn with illusion and tinctures. Stay tuned for the spooky adventures. You can imagine the stars that align when a forearm starts foreshortening right. A torso hung on a warping spine in proportion. Reads is warm and alive. Routine day with a dirt cheap brush. Then a week goes by and it goes untouched. Then two, then three, then a month. And the rest of your life to beat yourself up. I left some seasons eager to fall. I left some work to bury your life. I let my means of being dissolve. I let my person curl up and die. Eating up his innards and infeasible anxiety is brutally committed to relinquishing his privacy, aligning with the trials of the anti-Midas. Snap on the back lawn, look up in the sky, it's
shapes falling out of the fringe. All heart though we would have made cowardly kings. They will chop you down just to count your rings, just to count your rings, just to count your rings. And now we're colors pouring out of the fringe. All heart though we would have made cowardly kings. They will chop you down just to count your rings, just to count your rings, just to count your rings.
I'm getting sick and tired of never understanding. Where is the truth you promised?
And it radio.
Hiya.
Traces of conscience, you don't wanna hear. You hear it now.
taken from one of the best years ever for music, which was 2001, to be honest. Great year for rock. That's Rival Schools, Used for Glue. That's a classic. Taken from the album, their debut album it was, called United by Fate. Before that, opening the show, Aesop Rock. The song is Rings, taken from the album The Impossible Kid. My name is Ben Marwood. Hello, welcome to Edit Radio Podcast number 340.
I woke up, threw some sweatpants on, and I fed my cat, and then I walked to the mini mart. And I really want a donut, shouldn't get a donut, buy the donut, fuck it, man, it's really hard. Supposed to be on a diet, I wanna be like Ryan. He lost 30 pounds on that paleo, but fuck it, man, I love fried shit. I was gonna get skinny for the summer, I was gonna start doing my crunches. But looking down in my stomach, I'ma go to the beach, but I'm not taking my shirt off in public. My girl's shaped like a bottle of Coke, me, I'm shaped like a bottle of Nope. I like to order a hot dog, some bonbons, a large soda, and some tacos to go. I never knew what a carbohydrate was. Turns out that it's all the snacks I love. I wanna be like Hugh Jackman, you know, Jacked Man, with a really huge package. I wanna be the 2015 Batman and send Ben Affleck packing. If you ain't gonna treat Jennifer Garner right, you don't deserve to have that. You better pass that to the homie Matt Damon. Eat it the booty like Pac-Man.
You know I feel good about this plate. You know I feel good about this steak. You know I feel good about this shake. You know I feel good about these flicks. You know I feel good about these crepes. You know I feel good about this cake. You know I just love how it tastes. I'm not gonna wait, I'm not tripping by my weight, no.
Happy New Year's! Everybody got a resolution. But the next day, we forget about it, never do. I went to the gym and got a membership. 5 minutes on the treadmill, and I never lived. That was 4 years ago, I should probably cancel this. But they tell me I gotta do it in person, ain't that a bitch? But tomorrow though, I'ma get fit. Give me a fuel band and a Fitbit. Give me some workout shoes and a bench press. Some Lululemons and a French press. I'ma finally focus, do some private yoga. Exercise my shoulders, I'ma hide the donuts. Realign my posture, no time for sofas. I'm finally sober, no lime coronas. But again, that's tomorrow. And today, man, I gotta go in, cause it's my last day. Before I lose that weight, I gotta get one last plate and go big. I ate all night, Kool-Aid on ice. I woke up and I felt like shit and said, you know what, man, fuck it, I should probably start on Monday instead. Motherfucker,
let's
eat.
You know I feel good about this plate. You know I feel good about this steak. You know I feel good about this shake. You know I feel good about these flicks. You know I feel good about these crepes. You know I feel good about this cake. You know I just love how it tastes. I'm not gonna wait, I'm not tripping by my weight, no.
Taken from the album This Unruly Mess I've Made, that's Macklemore and Brian Lewis featuring XP. The song is Let's Eat. I could definitely get behind that kind of should eat better, should go to the gym, but oh man, cake is great, isn't it? You're listening to Edit Radio Podcast number 340. Thank you very much for tuning in. It's another weekly slice of the very best in alternative music, both new and used, to come on this week's podcast. Some astounding stuff from the likes of new singles from The Strokes and Churches, and also some songs from the new albums from Pup, and also Thrice. Didn't know I liked Thrice. Apparently I do. First of all, this is new from Brawlers.
I'm having trouble with my day job. I just wanna have a good time. I just wanna take drugs to be sexy. But you're so over it. I'm never over it. I just wanna have a good time. I just wanna take drugs to be sexy. But you're so over it. I'm having with my day job.
I just wanna have a good time. I just wanna take drugs and be sexy. But you're so over it. I'm never over it. I just wanna have a good time. I just wanna take drugs and be sexy. But you're so over it. I'm never over it.
Brawlers, Day Job, that's the lead track taken from the new EP called The Black EP, which is out now on Alcopop Records. And I've just got back, as we've recorded this, from a festival called 2000 Trees Festival that Brawlers played. I think they played on the Friday. It's over in Cheltenham. It's celebrating its 10th birthday this year. I go every year, and when I can, at least. And it's absolutely fantastic. I think the sets that stole the show this time around this year, Jamie Lenman and Frank Turner probably as well. Beans on Toast was played really well as well. So check all of those out and do come to 2000 Trees next year. I think capacity this year was 8,000, but they might extend it next year to 10,000. Do come and hang out. Very good people there. Very good people. I caught up with Brawlers there. They camped over on the Friday nights. They were there on the Saturday as well. And I quizzed them on the new album. They looked very confused as to whether there might be a new album. So I think probably there isn't yet. Never mind. That's out now. The Black EP is out now, I think, on the Brawlers Bandcamp. Up next, a brilliant Canadian band called Pup have their second album out. It came out last month amid like a load of really cool albums that came out around then. The new album is called The Dream Is Over, and I just love them for their kind of the sometimes their songwriting goes a bit dark, and this is a brilliant example of that. This from Pup, Sleep in the Heat.
Seen outside.
When I hear the words New Strokes music, I wonder what's going to come out of the stereo and punch me in the face, but that's actually really good. The Strokes. The song is Oblivious. It's available currently from the KEXP website. They run a free song a day kind of thing on their blog, Monday to Friday. So kexp.org if you want to go and check that out. Otherwise, that's available from The Strokes on their new EP called Future Present Past, which is out now. It came out at the start of June. And yeah, before that, Pup. Brilliant Canadians. The album is called The Impossible Dream. That's Sleep in the Heat. It's beautifully, well, I was going to say beautiful, but it's beautifully macabre. How about that? This is the first podcast I've hosted from this new place where I live. I've moved around a lot in Reading over the recent years. This is the seventh house I've lived in from like six and a half years, I think. So this is the seventh house I've presented, not including ones I've done on the road. The seventh house I've presented an actual podcast in. Who knows? Maybe next month I'll be living under a bridge. Taken from the new album by Animal Collective. The album is called Painting With. It's out right now. That song is called Summing the Wretch. And if you've ever kind of been trying to get people in to Animal Collective and they're like, no, that's kind of too weird, the new album is kind of really commercially accessible. I don't mean it's like pop mainstream stuff, but it is. It's got some really good hooks on it. There you go. The new album, Painting With, is out right now. That song was Summing the Wretch. Still to come, we're going to find out if I enjoy the music of Thrice. And also, new stuff from Jurassic 5, their first new stuff for a long, long time. Can't wait to hear that on the podcast. But first of all, cheers. Thrice Time. Band must be nearly 20 years old now, I guess, so I think they officially count as mega veterans. They're Thrice of the band, taken from their 9th studio album, which is out now, I think. Must be. The album is called To Be Everywhere Is To Be Nowhere. The song is called Blood on the Sand. Before that, I'm told Hayley Williams was guesting on that Churches track, but I can't hear her. Churches, from the album Every Open Eye, the song was Bury It. Two songs left to go. Oh no, on this week's podcast. And Speedy Ortiz released last year what was my album of 2015. The album is called Foil Deer and it's amazing and you should go and check it out. But they did recently release a new EP with, I think, offcuts from that album called Foiled Again. From Foiled Again, I'll play you this. This is Death Note.
Okay.
This is an offcut from an album. You can just imagine how good the album is. The album, original album, was called Fall Day. It's brilliant. Go check it out. The band is Speed Your Tees. The new EP / offcuts EP is Fall Again. That song from there is called Death Note, which, yes, is named after the anime stuff. Speed Your Tees are the band. Hopefully they'll be back sometime this year in the UK. If you see them, go along. Do say hello. Sadie Dupuy, the front woman, is just amazing. And that's it. We're done with the podcast this week. If I've been quiet or rushed, I feel like it's been quite rushed this week, but I think it's just because I'm so tired, so tired. I'll be back next month. Tom Crook is here next week. Join us here every week. You know, we love music very much, and we hope you love it as well. I'm going to leave you with this one last song from a band named Jurassic 5, the seminal hip-hop act. Recently, I think they reformed in 2013, and this is their first new track for like a decade. So do enjoy this. I don't think it's from an album, but you can get it from their website as a free download or as a pay what you want. And there's loads of really cool stuff on the website. Like if you pay like $1,000 in their store, you get to go record shopping with one of them. I've got my eye on that. And presumably he'd fly to me, right? Anyway, Jurassic 5, this is Customer Service. See ya.
$100 worth of good footwear, but as I stood there, I took the chance, cause the money in my pocket burned a hole in my pants. As I paid for the shoes, a smile got flashing, plus it had a nigga gas, cause the girl had ass. Got to my house, and to my dismay, I got two left shoes and one was a display. Damn.
Shop at a shoe shop, I'm playing around.
I'm just trying to make conversation here.
I ain't trying to make no conversation, this is business. I'm coming down there for my $500 refund, y'all know what I'm saying?
I want my money back, I just bought a Cadillac. Diamond in the back, but the engine is whack. Yo, I ain't a fool, I'll be damned if I lose. The motherfucker look cool, but the bitch don't move. Now let me speak to the man that's sitting next to the man that could put my money back in my hand. Understand, you're messing with the merry man, I got mouths to feed. Hey yo, I want my money, you can take these keys. I'll be down there in a minute, and you bet not leave. I put that ass out of business, don't fuck with me. Matter of fact, I'll be strapped straight, packing the heat. I ain't your average service customer, what can you see?
Y'all know what I'm saying?
Where you from?
Don't try to twist it all around. Y'all try to twist it around like a zigzag. I hope you don't play that. I ain't playing around.
It's getting real ridiculous. Phone call conspicuous.
ambiguous, playing games like Mixer Blitz. Who is this? All I need is a couple questions answered. Answer, can you tell me if you have
security
the answer?
Security better watch the camera, cause I'ma run and come back, slap the manager. He attacked my character, speaking whack and amateur. And I be damn if a brother behind the counter gon' speak the beat like my mama do, hell no. I'm trying to plead my case, I need my pace. I'm simply trying to feed my face, so take heed and make haste or face the consequence. Let me speak to somebody who got some sense, I'm saying.
Y'all know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. If I can put you at hold, you can talk to my manager.
Don't be acting all job-headed and shit with your Gatorade brain. Your goofy-ass, job-headed, lanky-ass, drinking hand-me-down status quo. Don't be playing around with that. Face-to-face, let me talk to the flow manager.
Okay.
What's his name?